Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 21st day of the month of Tammuz. Today is day 650, as so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray, we daven for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Sam Taylor of Shtarei Shemayim Congregation in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Will be followed by Rabbi Taylor slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, which will be recited in both Hebrew and in English, and then Rabbi Taylor will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, where Rabbi Taylor will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those who are desperately in need of our collective tefillos, of our prayers. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call, reminder email, you can do so anytime by subscribing at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. As I shared earlier this week, those who stayed on at the end of the call, I believe 2 days ago, the list of the Chayalim, of the IDF soldiers, I believe it amounts to over 800 names, are linked in the daily email. So if you don't receive the daily email, for that alone, it's worth it to sign up, to have their names, to divide them up, to be able to daven and to pray for just so many who are in need. And you could do so and access that at ou.org/Tehillim call. With that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Taylor.
Thank you so much. Yeshua was designated as the heir to the position of leader of the Jewish people in this week's Parsha Pinchas. He had the task and the privilege of leading Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Kach lecha et Yeshua, take Yeshua, v'natata mehodcha alav, and place some of your majesty upon him, L'man Yishmu Kadat B'nai Yisrael, so that the entire assembly of Israel will pay heed. Rashi emphasizes that the instruction was to place some of your majesty, but not all of it, upon him. Yeshua ben Nun was not Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara of Bava Basra explains this idea very sharply and explains that the elders of that generation bemoaned the fact that the face of Moshe resembled the sun in its radiance, while the face of Yeshua only resembled the moon. And then they said, Ola la'ota busha, ola la'ota klima, woe to us for the embarrassment, woe to us for the shame and disgrace. Yeshua, yes, he was on a very high level, but he could not be compared to Moshe. The sun is too bright to look at on a clear day, whereas we have no difficulty staring straight at the moon. The moon is not the sun. There was a difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua ben Nun. But why, in the Gemara, did the elders refer to it as a disgrace? What was a disgrace? A leader, a prophet like Moshe, came along only once in history. No one was ever or will ever be like him. Why was such harsh language used? Ola la'ota busha, ola la'ota klima. The reason why Yeshua merited leadership was not because he could match any of Moshe's attributes. The Medrash tells us that Yeshua succeeded Moshe because he was Moshe's Talmid Mufak. He was his primary disciple. Yeshua waited on Moshe hand and foot. He never departed from Moshe's tent. Chazal speak of him spreading out the mats and the benches in Moshe Rabbeinu's study, who were people to sit on. What Chazal are teaching us is that if we cannot aspire to be a Moshe Rabbeinu, we can at least aspire to be dedicated servants to our leaders, in the same sense that Yeshua was to his master. The disgrace was the fact that there was only one Yeshua ben Nun. There were certainly other people capable of cleaning up the base of Medrash, or so to speak, turning on and off the light, as Yeshua did. But although somebody has to do it, only one person, action. There are some people who we cannot be, who we just cannot aspire to become. They are perhaps just too brilliant. But there are other people to whom we look up and that we certainly can aspire to be like. It often doesn't take brains, it takes effort and time and determination. These are attributes that are within the reach of each and every one of us. The elders realized that they had the same attributes that Yeshua did. They could have exerted themselves and had the same loyalty and faithfulness to Moshe as Yeshua did, but they didn't do it. And as a result of this fact, they bemoaned, "Woe to us, our shame and disgrace, woe to us, that out of everyone in Klal Yisrael, only Yeshua made this effort." So the bottom line is, we can't all be like Moshe Rabbeinu. We cannot all be on that level, but we can all be a Yeshua. We can use our God-given talents to dedicate ourselves to the service of Hashem with effort, with time, with determination, with blood, sweat, and tears. And in doing so, over time, achieve greatness in this world, each of us in our own way. We're now going to recite the Tehillim, beginning with Tehillim Chaf. Please join with me. Lam Natseach, Mizmor Ledavir. Yadcha Adonai B'yotzorah, Yisakech Hashem, Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrocha Mikadesh Mitzion Yisadeka. Yizkor Kol Minchotecha, V'lot Feidash Mithela. Yitzen Nechach Fil Vavecha, V'chol Atat Chaim Alei. Rabbi Shotech HaVashem, Elohei Yunidol Yimalei, Adonai Kol Mishalotecha. Atayra Dati Ki Hashem Ma'ezah Shikha. And I'm Ishmael Kotcho, big road Yesha Yimino, Eile Varech, Eile Vatus, Nafu Bashem Adonai Lei Naske, Heima Karu Vanafal, Vanaf Tamu Vanito Dad, Adonai Shia, Hamelech, Yaneinu, Beyom Koreinu, Hilim Chaskino, Mizmol David, Adonai Roila Echta, Vinatesh Yabit Kene Ame Munafachina Haleini, Nashi Yeshavre Vian Khini Vimagrisek Vaman Shema Gam Ki Eilech Vigeita Mavet Lo Irah Raki Ata Imadi Shitaka Umish Antecha Heima Yinachamuni Tarach Lefanai Shulchan Neged Tzorai Shanta Vasher Moshi Kasi Revaya Hei Chayai Vishavti Bevait Adonai Laorech Yamim Dilim kuf kaf aluf shir la malot. Esan ale ari me ayin yavo ezri. Ezri meyim azunai ose shamayin vares. Ali tena motrekrecha al yanum shamrecha. Hine lo yanum vlo ishan. Shamay Yisrael. Azunai shamrecha. Azunai tilcha al yadzi minecha. Yomam Hashem ashrakeka av yarech balayla. Adonai Yishmocha Mi Kora, Yishmocha Et Navshecha, Adonai Yishmocha Tzidcha Uvoecha Me'ata V'ad Olam. Kuf Lamud, Shir HaMalod, Ma'akim Kratiha Adonai, Adonai Shema V'Koli, Tien Oznecha Shavot L'Kol Tachan Unai, In Avonot Tishmoya, Adonai Niyalod, Kim Chastika L'Man Tzivarei, Yivit Yad Nai Tivta, Nafshi Yitlid Baruch Nafalti, Nafshi Adonai Misharim Laboke, Shomrim Laboke, Yachel Yisrael Adonai, Ki Im Aznach Kesed Vabe Moch Bezut, Zu Yifter, Et Yisrael Mikol Avonotav, Kuf Mem Bet, Maskil Le David, Yotov Amor Asifila, Koli El Adonai Ezak, Koli El Adonai Etchanan, Eshtach Lepanav, Tzichi, Tarati Lepanav Agid, ולתיב על הריסים את הידעת הנצמתי, ורחסו עליך תמופכני. הבית שעמין הראי ואיני מכה, עבד מנוס ממני איני רכי נפשי. דאגתי אליך, אז מה אמרתי, אל תמכתי סלתי בארץ החיים. הקשיבה ערתי כי דלתי מאות די נופק ימצו ממני. הוציאה עם עסקי נפשי, להודות את שכמך בי יכתיב צדיקים כי תגמול עליי. Okay, continuing with Achenu for Beit Yisrael, Hanatinim Tarshav Yahombim. Bein b'yam, bein b'yam Hashem, machom rachem aleihem, v'yotiyen, mitzal yocham peyval, om Hashem l'gula, Hashem b'gla zman kariv, v'nomar, amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say Amen. The Mishbeach, the prayer for members of the IDF, for our heroes in the Israel Defense Forces. Mishbeach Avateinu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hivorechecha Leitava Israel Ban Shekhot Habitachon Amdim Amishmar Avateinu V'Arei Eloheinu Igvul Halon V'Ad Midbar Mitzvah. Of a chol makom shehein biyabasha ba'avir v'yam yitehen azunai sarveinu hakamim aleinu nigafim lifneihem akadosh parakul yishma v'yatzil et chaleinu mikol tzorav shekamim konega makala v'yishlak bracha v'asprakha v'chol ma'asei yideihem yadbes v'ein sarveinu v'atrim chet yeshua v'atrim yisachon v'yikyan bahem hakatu ki adunai elofeichem ha'alech emachem lehilachem bachem im oivechem l'ashiachem v'nomar amen. Mishabarach, the prayer for those being held in captivity. Mishabarach, Avatenu, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Veron, David, Shemal, Yivarech, Yishmo, Yitzho, Et Nedere, Tzva, and then Tzrim, but Sarah, Shavi, Ba'avush, Shekol, Akal, Akrosh, Zem, Et Palel, Ba'avaram, Akrosh, Baruch Hu, Yimalei, Rach, Malehem, Yotzei, Lechoshek, Vatamavet, Ummos, Rotehem, Yatek, Ummim, Tzigodehem, Yoshi'em, Yeshivei meirat lachet mishpah kotehem. Lo adman pastov v'nif, lo atav liradav v'yikram v'hem mikra shikatuv, uf tiyei adman yeshivun v'yishim brina, v'simchat olam al v'asham satan v'simcha yasigu, v'nasu yagon v'anacha, v'nomar amen. Mi sheberach avateinu Abraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'yod v'yod v'yishlamo, v'yivorech et Acholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachim Raihem Lachimam Lachotam Lachikam Lachotam B'Shach Lohem Yirafu Ashurami Neshamayim וחובם כל גדיהם בתוך שאחלי ישראל, תרועת הנפש, רוחת הגוף, השתה בלזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Taylor. It's a pleasure to have you on. We look forward, please God, in your Hashem, to having you back on the Daily Tehillim Call in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next program, which is scheduled for Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.